joined together with 20-odd other churches. The message that night was on love. It was presented as the gift of love. My mind didn't want to wrap around it that well. Not that I was thinking anything was wrong about what was presented, I was just having personal struggles wrapping around the thought that love was a gift. Even though the Bible says so, I recognize that love is the very personality of Almighty God. That's who He is. The Bible says God is love. So even that Friday evening, coming home late, I continued to seek God about it, and then all day Saturday. I had a few chores to do, but other than that, I spent the whole day talking to God about love. And then on top of all of that, I felt a need to do some research about agape love, you know, God, the God kind of love. And how that He'd taken that love and it was the very basis for our salvation. What a wonderful day of exploring love with God. At the end of it, I had thought that God was going to give me something special for the church. I had a sense that there was a message that God would have me to deliver to the church concerning love, agape love, that is. I bring up the word agape love in the middle of all of that because there are so many kinds of love. When people speak about love, they talk about all kinds of things. And in the Greek, you can find all kinds of words that are transliterated love. But agape love, while we will today explore that a little bit, the bottom line is it's just God's kind of love. When it was all done, and you're never done studying such a thing, but when my study was finished, in other words, time ran out, I knew I'd only scratched the surface. After all day, then He began to speak to me like a word of prophecy in a way that only I could understand, I think, how He speaks to my heart. I know He speaks to all of yours. At the end of the day, I was studying about the power of love, the power of agape love. And He began to talk to me about how that agape love moving amongst us, in us and through us, was going to fill the chairs of this place over and over and over again. I heard in my heart the word reactivate. That was big for me. It was as though the agape kind of love had been here, but in a new and better way, it was going to be reactivated in this place, in all of our lives, in all of our hearts. And as He was able to do that amongst us, we were going to see its power. My question to Almighty God was about that power. For His Bible does talk to us about the power of His love. And He began to talk to me about all kinds of things. Believe it or not, in the middle of all of that, He began to talk to me about money. He began to talk to me about bills paid. He began to talk to me about all the woes of any church being fulfilled or completed or dealt with by the power of agape love. You see, I was beginning to get it. Not that I had it all, but I know He's asking me to return to my knees and come back to Him because He wasn't finished teaching me about His love, loving through us. I began to hear. It was like angels singing. I began to hear His love being expressed back to Him. I liked it, loved it, didn't want it to stop. And then I recognized that's what He's waiting to hear from us. His love expressed back to Him. Even what's been happening here in our worship time this morning, that's some of that. Just being glad to be in His presence. Just loving the place we're in as we sing our songs to Him. It's not by accident that the worship time came to us like it did this morning. But no, it's a team of people who love God that can hear His voice and do what He asks us to do. Jody, could we sing that last song to Him again? Then I found the Holy Spirit of God speaking to my heart. Again, in a little different direction. Talking to me about husbands and wives and relationships. Went to my library. I call it my library, my resource center. It's places, it's books, it's things that I've read that I've kept because they ministered to me along the way. Just because a book came into my hand someplace along the way did not mean it got kept, but only when it ministered to me someplace along the line. I pulled a particular book from there about love, and it was about marriage. How many remember a few years ago that we asked as many of our married couples as could to purchase a book that had to do with love and respect? As I turned the pages of the book, then the Spirit of the Lord again began to speak to me. Not just about marriage and not just about what happens in marriage and how we relate to each other, but how do we relate to each other as a family? Because church is like a marriage. I saw some things that were so important. The expressing, the outgiving, the outworking of agape love. So this morning I want us to turn to a scripture for a few moments. I've kept the praise and worship team up here on purpose because I don't think we're finished worshiping God yet. But in the middle of all of this, there's something that we need to do and find and work through. So let's go this morning to Ephesians. I believe it's chapter 8. But let me dig out my glasses and see what the Bible says. And when you're putting the scripture up, please praise and worship. And I'm going to bring a few scriptures here. Please bring them from the NIV all the way. Let's go to and begin with chapter 8. Excuse me, chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse 31. And we're going to go through to verse 33. In the NIV, and it's up now on the screen, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." Let's continue. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church more. "However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." Well, another version says, "Each of you is to love his wife as himself, and the wife is to respect her husband." The root words there are imperatives in the original language. That is, they are as commands. So I'm commanded as a husband to love my wife. Sometimes.
Don't say it.
Sometimes I, when I have this feeling that she's not respecting me, that is, her words sound like disrespect, I withdraw my love. That's a confession, for it ought not to be that way. Then I turned to page 79 in that book about respect and love in marriage, and I liked what I read. It was the confession of the man who wrote that very book, talking about blowing it. How his wife many times had to say to him, "So, how are you going to advise couples that come to you about their situation with love and respect when you're not showing me any love right now?" He said, it's tough to have a single message that you preach all the time, that you teach, on love and respect, and then you blow it in your own house. Anyway, in a few minutes, I'll bring you a scripture that tells us that we all will. It's really neat that the Bible tells us that we need to forgive each other many times. In any event, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me through that scripture, and while I'm talking to lots of married couples right now, and also that we have a young couple amongst us that we were talking to about setting the date for a wedding the other night, And by the way, we set the date with them the other night. If you haven't figured out who I'm talking about, ask somebody. We set a date for them. We're going to marry them on Valentine's Day. So you might want to mark that on your calendars. Well, I began to hear a language of love as God spoke to me through this very scripture. What I need to hear as a husband is respect from my wife. What she needs to hear is love. But sometimes the word for love is different. What my wife needs to hear, I'm convinced, my revelation, how God speaks to me, is that she needs to hear that I value her above all else. After God, that I value her. And so the word love can be empty without her understanding that I'm trying to convey through my communication that I dearly value her. But then I need to hear, as a husband in the relationship, not just I love you, although we all need to hear that, male and female, despite what anybody's theory is. But as a husband, I need to hear, I choose to respect you, sweetheart. Now I know and understand that sometimes I need to love her by faith. Sometimes she needs to respect me by faith. But nevertheless, we were both commanded. Imperative in the original language, that we absolutely love and respect each other. No matter what. You know what? Sometimes I don't command respect. Sometimes I don't deserve respect. I guess you could figure out that there's the opposite of that too, although I'm not going to speak it this morning. She caught on. Then God began to show me that while he teaches us about marriage, about covenant, this is about every kind of relationship in Christ. This is about agape love. So sometimes I need to hear Joan say, not just I love you, I need to literally hear her say I respect you. And I'm realizing that every husband here needs to hear the same thing. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say to you, so I want to say it kind of like this. Every man in this congregation needs to hear, know in his spirit that he's respected just for who he is. You know, one of the things that bothers me sometimes is I read a lot of books about marriage and covenant and relationship and all of that, and I enjoy the studies, but it takes a woman, and it takes a man, and it makes them look like they're always like this. Let me show you. Most of these books, including the one I already mentioned this morning, talks about pink language and blue language. My wife speaks both. Confuses me. I said that to say that some people kind of give up on marriage help books and all of that, even though they're based on the Word of God, because they've tried that and it didn't work. That's because they really wanted to look at their husband and, well, this is how he thinks, and that's blue language, and this is my wife, and this is how she thinks, and it's pink language, and somehow they know that their spouse fits somewhere in between all of that. It's the truth. My wife definitely leans to the pink. But sometimes she's way too logical. And talks to me in blue language, and I wish she wouldn't, because it's kind of confusing. I'd sooner be able to buttonhole her and just decide she's always pink. But then as I work with all of you over the years, and even now, I recognize that none of us just fit exactly how these help books show us. I'm going to come down from here a minute. And by the way, you notice I'm getting up and downstairs a little better these days. And I want to say this to you, that it's been years since I had that kind of balance. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to God. But bit by bit by bit, there's a recovery of strength, and there's a recovery of all that God had given me, and I've seen awesome things take place in so many ways. I'm coming down to speak to a few. And I want to be able to say, Cliff, I respect you for who you are. I'm so thankful that I can respect you. You know what sometimes cries out to me when, as a man, somebody says, I respect you, or what sometimes cries out is, so what do you respect me for anyway? There's a lot of things, Cliff. But let me just talk about a few. It's that I remember the day that you walked through the doors of this church. You had more questions than answers then. But you reached out and took hold of the Word. And the fact that you've continued in it is one of the reasons that I respect you. Somebody that I can say, Cliff, lead a class, do this, do that for me as pastor of the church, is because of that respect there. That I know that you will rely, stand on, believe in the Word of God in any situation. That's a big respect in me for you. Then you didn't quit. You had lots of opportunity to quit along the way, but you're not a quitter. No matter what things quit look like, you're not a quitter. I respect you in that. Then I've watched over the years how you deal with your family. I got lots of respect for that too. I could go on and on. But sometimes there's a cry. why do you respect me? Not just in faith, and faith is really good, but let me say this, that what there is in Canada, who we are, we kind of tend to think that respect has to be earned. But there are lots of wives that will say to me, "Pastor, he hasn't earned my respect." Can I say this? That's not what God said. God said, you need to, you must respect him. So that takes a faith, first of all, doesn't it? There's lots of times I know I haven't earned my wife's respect in certain areas. There are some areas I know I've earned it. She just hasn't recognized it yet. Thanks, Bill. I needed somebody to say amen right there, because she didn't say it. What God was saying to me wasn't just about marriage. He was talking to me about agape love in the church. How the power of that love shows up in respect and in godly love for one another. Folks, when we got saved, we got love. When we said, "Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life," we got the nature of God, agape love. It's ours, and it resides on the inside of us. But sometimes hurt, sometimes misunderstanding, misplaces that somehow. And the power of that love can't work through us. And this is what he was saying to me. He's talking to me about reinstalling. You know how sometimes in my computer I get a program that has kind of gone corrupt a little bit? It's not working like it used to. He began to talk to me about the power of his love working and operating in our marriages and in our lives, in our homes, in our work, in our churches. And then he began to talk to me about Ephesians 5:33 again. And he talked to me about, let me kind of say it the way he spoke it to me. "However, each one of you also must love each other." And respect each other. And the power of that . And then, of course, I've already told you the number of ways that he talked to me about the power of love. The most important thing is that first we love God with all of our hearts, with all of our lives, with everything. Did you know that the tithe doesn't have anything to do but to love God? For an example, in our church, the percentage of tithers in our church is less than half of what it was originally. I want to say to you that the withholding of tithes is to not love God. I better get off that case and talk to you about worshiping God. Who was it that said it this morning? Something about, it was Joan, wasn't it? She said when she first came here, one of the things that amazed her was how many men loved God through their worship. Came forward, lifted up their hands, worshiped God, danced before God, all of that. Well, they were just showing their love. He's going to rebuild that until we do it again. Agape love being rebuilt. Married couples, would you stand up for a minute? Steve, come and join your wife over here. You cannot be an usher for a few minutes. There are husbands and wives represented on the platform. Joan, come to me for a minute, will you? If you're a wife or a husband to somebody on the platform, why don't you get close to them? If they're still playing, try and make your way to them.
He wants you to go to him, Charity.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, meet halfway in between then, that's all right. There's something, I hope you're not too embarrassed to do some of this. I'm trying to present this in a way that won't happen. Wives, by faith, I'm going to ask you to tell your husband that you respect him, just by faith. Doesn't matter if he didn't behave in a way that he should be respected today, but just by faith, because God said. And husbands, I'm going to ask you to tell your wives you love them, even if that's by faith today. Just turn to each other and do that today, will you?
I respect you, honey.
We'll get
preaching
it.
Great today.
I need it on the mic.
I respect you a lot.
There you go. I say it again.
I respect you very
much.
Whoa,
I'm liking this.
Do you want me to stroke you too?
Yeah.
Tell you you're a great preacher, a great husband,
take
a great
father. Take it easy. You have to live with us later. Joan, I love you. Not just by faith. Although faith's a big part.
Yes.
My God tells me to love you. It's interesting that not only did he command it, but that he told me to love you with his love, agape love. That's a love that never ends. Same as the respect thing. That's a respect that never ends.
That's right.
That's what he's commanded. These days, the church, well, the church statistics about divorce now equal the world's. Isn't that something? Something's failed. Something big has failed. But we can turn that around by letting agape re-enter our lives in a big way. Now I'm going to ask us as a congregation to do something different. I'm going to ask us to move around the room. Because the same expression that God gave me concerning agape love between couples ought to happen in the church as well. So I'm just going to do it this way. I could do it another way, but I'm going to ask men to move around the room and tell other men they respect them. And I'm going to ask ladies to move around the room and tell other ladies that they love them with the love of the Lord, with agape love. Could we do that this morning? By faith. Thank you. back to work, woman. Oh. Oh. God talked to me about forgiveness in the middle of all of that.
I just want you to know that that right there is the reason why I speak blue to him. Okay?
I was going to ask for forgiveness right there.
Well, the problem is he may ask me for forgiveness, but really, he
loves her.
I would question the motives of his heart at that point and would really say that. Yeah, sure, you really want forgiveness, but my question would be is, are you really sorry? I would pin him down and then he would laugh and say, no, not really.
No, he wouldn't.
He would too.
The end result is all of us need to walk. Great forgiveness in our
yes,
hearts.
We do.
I don't always deserve respect. And to tell the truth, Joan doesn't always deserve love. But the bottom line is we have to walk in forgiveness with each other all the time.
Amen.
We need to be able to turn to one another and say, I'm sorry. I messed up there. Sometimes I mess up with just getting quiet. Man, have you ever just gotten quiet?
Guess Cliff does.
Did you know that normally that's a withdrawal of love? It didn't feel, what just came from your wife didn't just feel like respect. And so you just kind of, well, you're still with her. You haven't gone anywhere, although you might have gone to the workshop. But the bottom line is you withdrew right then, and it's just quiet. Well, in the future, when you try to do that, God's going to get your attention. And you're going to find yourself having to say, honey, or whatever you call her, forgive me, please. I just withdrew my love, and I'm bringing it back. I'm sorry I took it away for that moment. But then your wife is going to get talked to by God, too. He's going to say to her, why did your husband feel like he had to withdraw right there? Could it be that he didn't hear respect and it hurt his heart? In any event, I hear God say he's going to rebuild agape amongst us. And he is. He's doing it now. Begin to receive it. And let's see the power of that love working itself out amongst us and beyond the doors of this place. Now this morning at offering time, we received an offering that was thousands less, literally thousands less than our budget, which used to be easily met in this place. So I'm going to ask us, those who are members of the church here, to give again. Let's meet the budget this morning. Let's pay our